Welcome to Apple at Work, a podcast all about Apple and the enterprise. My name is Bradley Chambers, your host, as always. This week, we have a first-time guest on the show, Val Scarlotta, who is the senior technical content developer at Udacity. Val, welcome to Apple at Work.
Hi, nice to be here.
Well, obviously, it's funny. Education is something I think about a lot. It's a lot of my career has been set in the education world, and I think there's we're entering into an interesting time period in the world where the ability to learn things remotely, asynchronously on your own is like the prospects are never better. Where if you want to learn something, like the world is at your fingertips, and I think that's really what you all specialize in. So, before we get into the specific news around iOS, for our listeners that don't know who you all are, can you give us the high level pitch on what your company does?
Sure. Yeah. So, Udacity is an online, on-demand learning platform for professional upskilling. And we have a mission of forging futures in tech. So at Udacity, and what distinguishes our educational approach, we focus on providing a hands-on, project-based learning experience. So this means you don't just learn theory, you don't just watch videos. You apply what you learn by working on real-world projects in the context of actual job scenarios. So we're really focused on preparing you for actual job scenarios and upskilling you for work on the job.
No, I love it. Oh. I love it. I think it's just like, I just think of like education is ripe for disruption, and the ability, again, if you're already in your career, you're like, hey, I want to learn something new. It's the easiest way to do it is to learn it online for relatively low cost. I think it's absolutely fantastic.
Yeah. Our nano degrees are all on demand. They're self-paced. If you devoted around like 10 hours a week to working on them, it'll take you a few months to complete them. They all have multiple courses and a lot of hands-on exercises and projects. Or you can like pause your work and come back to it. So it really is designed to accommodate like your working, your busy working schedule and the busy schedules of working professionals. And then along the way, we have, personalized feedback and 24/7 mentor support. We're kind of there with you to try and help you succeed, even though it is online and asynchronous.
Well, and back in 2015, you all ventured into the iOS world with your iOS developer nano degree program. That is crazy. That is 9 years ago. Wow. That's 9 years ago. But what was like, when you first released the nano degree program around iOS, what was the reaction like? Was it people that were already iOS developers looking to up level their skills, or was it people looking to move into iOS development?
I think probably a healthy mixture of both. So as iOS development has evolved, the iOS platform has evolved, Apple continuously releases updates to its developer tools and is making it, easier to develop every update, every year. So, initially the first iOS nano degree we had really captured kind of the state of the art for iOS development at that time. And then we've updated it, every year since. But now, in the last, probably since 2020 and the introduction of Swift UI, there's just a lot of advancements. So this time we really had to rebuild it using all of these new tools and methods that Apple's released, since, 2017, 18, 19, 20.
Yeah. You think about the way, I think about my career and the technology I work with. I mean, I'm 40. So I've been out of school for, almost two decades at this point. None of the things I worked with were invented, back when I was in school. And, I think about things my parents would do. Like you kind of would go to school and you would learn something, you would learn a skill, and that skill might evolve a little bit. Like my dad was in tile work, and then obviously I know that tile tile technology evolved a little bit over the years, but it's, you know, it's functionally the same thing. Where like if you went to school to become a programmer, you know, when I was in college, none of that is applicable largely today. Like things have changed so much. And that, you know, probably, and really on y'all's side too, it makes building this curriculum challenging because like you said, okay, started in 2015. A lot has changed in the iOS world since 2015. A lot has changed in the iOS world in the last 24 months. And right. So it really puts a lot of pressure on you all to kind of keep these programs, you know, kind of at par with what Apple's doing, because, you know, how the things that you were doing on iOS 3 years ago have changed so much even today.
This episode of Apple at Work is sponsored by Muzzle. Deploying, managing, and protecting Apple devices at work shouldn't be difficult or require several solutions. Muzzle is the only Apple unified platform for business. By combining enhanced device management, endpoint security, internet privacy and security, single sign-on, and enhanced app management into a single Apple-only platform, businesses can now easily and automatically deploy, manage, protect their Apple devices automatically with one solution at an affordable price. With a solution for every business size and the best support in the market, start a free 30-day trial and see firsthand why Mozilla is more than an Apple MDM. Mozilla is everything you need to work with Apple. To learn more, visit business.mozilla.com. That's business.mozilla.com. Thanks to Mozilla for sponsoring Apple at Work this week.
Yeah, it's really, you know, something that you kind of inherit when you do tech education. And I've been doing tech education for like a very long time. So, you know, I think initially, even when I started teaching at an engineering school, like no course I ever taught was exactly the same. So every semester, like every year, you have to update all of your curriculum. And I think... you know, the you see a lot of people asking about this online also, because there's so much. The other effect of this is we start banking all of this curriculum online, right? Like there's all of these tutorials and how to's online. And so when someone goes to learn this stuff, like, where do they start? Are they reading something from 2015? Are they like you have to check the dates of everything you're doing, because you could be investing, you know, learning into something that, you know, no one does anymore.
Well, and then so much around iOS development is not just around the creating of an app, but there's an entire back-end ecosystem that also goes along with that. I mean, obviously, the networking side of that, the connectivity side, because so many apps today, I mean, I think about like the apps that I use on my phone, they're almost like remote controls to SaaS/cloud services. So it's not just the ability to like say, hey, I want to build things for iOS. It's how do I make this talk elsewhere as well?
Yeah, I think that is a highlight of the new program we released. So in this program, we basically provide you with a whole API. So you can learn how to make an app that uses all of the network programming, concurrency, API communication, all of these data management techniques. So you can really get up to speed quickly with these more modern apps that, like you just said, interface more with, you know, backend systems on the internet or cloud systems or SaaS systems.
Yeah, you know, really exciting that you all have released, you know, a new version built on iOS 17, Xcode 15, and I'm sure, you know, as Apple moves ahead over the years, you'll continue to keep that up to date. Swift has obviously changed a lot for developers, and it's good and bad. I mean, you know, it's repeatable things are often nice, but obviously Swift modernizes a lot of the challenges that you might have faced previously. Are you all seeing, so it's like this new program, for example, are you all seeing seasoned iOS developers coming to like, hey, this is a way I can learn about what Apple's been building? Or is this, you know, you're still seeing a lot of just fresh iOS development engineers come on board?
So we did have a lot of people enrolled in the previous Nano degree program, and we actually gave them the opportunity to take this new program too, because they wanted to learn all of these new tools as well. So like the previous Nano degree program did not have Swift data. Swift Data was just released last year, and this new version, you know, focuses, has a whole course on Swift Data. So I'm sure if you're looking to now learn Swift Data, you know, this is something that was absent in the previous one that is now very present in this new one.
That's awesome. How long? So if someone was starting to take the course today, how long would it take them to go through it?
So it is five courses, and it's going to depend on how much time you allot to it. So in each course, you're going to learn a bunch of core concepts. You're going to do a bunch of exercises and practice work to, you know, skill on all of the core concepts. And then you're going to create an app at the end of each course. So it'll take you about 4 months on average if you're spending about 10 to 15 weeks on it.
That's awesome. What does it cost? Is this like a one, you know, how do you price this? Is this something somebody can, you know, buy one time? Is this part of a subscription?
Yeah, it's part of the Udacity subscription. So you get access to the whole program and everything else on Udacity when you buy a Udacity subscription.
Well, and obviously I'm going to speak for people listening, but like if you have a continuing education budget at your company, like this is a absolute fantastic way to spend it. Because again, you're not, I think of like what it costs to go to conferences, a lot of money, fly, meals, hotel. This is a great way to spend that continuing education budget, you know, that your folks can have and, you know, work on their downtime, maybe spend a few, you know, few hours a week working on it. I mean, again, just for example, you have a course on passwordless login solutions for iOS. Like, again, this is a great way to kind of beef up on kind of on the latest trends without having to travel anywhere.
Yeah. So even like employers can partner with Udacity to purchase like enterprise upskilling packages for, you know, your whole team. And it is really nice to be able to, like, maybe you're doing a work project and, you know, there is something you want to try out. There is something new you want to learn. You know, you can in an very on demand way go and really focus on learning that thing you need to complete that project.
Yeah, you know, I love how you, in part of the program here, you build a recipe app called Swift Bites. Great name, by the way. But it's really cool. Like you're going to, I'm going to put a link to the blog into the show notes, but you're going to walk through like the API, networking, authentication, and like how all this stuff works together. So it's not just saying, hey, how do I build a UI for an iOS? Like you're taking folks through like everything they would need, and you really end up with a kind of a tangible thing that you can see how this all the pieces fit together. Because I would say that iOS development is as much puzzle building as much anything. Like you have to make these things talk together.
Yes. And I think it's very exciting. You know, I've watched a lot of people learn, you know, iOS development in a very live way, you know, over time. And everyone gets really excited when you can make an interface and, you know, just making an interface, you can build that interface onto a device and use it, but it won't do anything. So there's kind of a show-stopping moment where, you can create all of these interfaces and it looks like you have a working app, but then you have to learn all of the, you know, the logic programming to bring that app to life and actually make it work with data.
Yeah, it's sort of like being able to design a blueprint for a house, and then you have to go build it and do all the things.
Yes,
that's, you know, it's awesome. Again, I love the ability for people to really learn new skills and learn them in a way that's efficient. I mean, the ability to up-level your knowledge and learn in kind of bite-sized ways. I mean, we should always be continuously learning, up-leveling our skills, and you can do this really from the comfort of your own home, on your own schedule, for, you know, low-cost subscription. I think it's fantastic. It's a great way to use your continuing education budget, a lot less expensive than traveling. So again, if you're a company looking to, you know, take your whole team and you know, learn a new skill, you know, give them ability to learn at home, it's a great way to do it. But again, the sounds like a great update to the course. I love the term nano degree. I think that's like a perfect example of like of what you all do, and it's a great way to think about it. Like these are bite-sized, you know, skills that you can learn on your own schedule, and then you have them for life. Val, any final, as we wrap up the show, any parting words, you know, what someone can expect, you know, from joining the program?
Yeah. So I think your audience, you know, might be interested in, you know, maybe, you know, we have an assumption that when you're learning how to make iOS apps, you are building it for the App Store, right? Your ultimate ambition is to release an app on the App Store, which is kind of an intimidating goal. But I don't think a lot of people realize that you can make apps like for internal use for your companies. And like, you know, maybe you need to do a bunch of data collection or, you know, give everyone a way to submit, you know, something. You can make these like internal apps for your companies and organization. And then Apple allows you to release them using Apple Business Manager. So I think, you know, learning iOS app development is not just for people who want to aspire to, you know, put an app in the App Store. You know, you could think of making a lot of internal tools for your own needs, your company's, your organization.
We'll have a link in the show notes. Learn tells you all about the new course, as well as a link to sign up. Again, it's a great way to spend your continuing education budget, much more efficient than traveling. Val, thanks for coming on the show. It was really exciting to read about all, you know, the latest update, and I'm sure we'll probably hit, you know, be back in a couple of years as you continue to develop this course. It's like everything in tech, it, you know, you learn one thing and then it's, you know, you got to kind of keep at it and keep updating yourself. But that's why you have to be lifelong learners and why it's important to, you know, have an outlet for that. That's why I, you know, love, you know, ways you can just kind of learn on demand and you can learn new skills. You don't have to go travel somewhere and sit in a table with a whiteboard. It's like learn from the comfort of your own home on your own schedule when it makes sense for you. So that's awesome. But again, we'll have a link in the show notes to sign up and learn more about it. And if you're listening on Apple Podcasts, we always appreciate a rating and review, and we will see everybody next time.